Chapter 11. Jason slumped to the ground. He tried to take his arms away from his face, struggling to look at the dreadful thing before him. Suddenly, he was yanked off his feet. He flew in the air and landed several feet away. His head throbbed. His body was screaming with pain. He gasped for the breath that had been knocked out of him. He could no longer afford to cover his eyes. He had to see what was attacking him. Lifting his aching head, he looked straight at his adversary for the first time. His body tensed with the shock. It wasn't the glare. His eyes had adjusted to that. It was the sheer ugliness. One minute it looked like an enormous bloated mass of animal blubber. The next minute it looked like pictures of a tumor Jason had seen in a magazine, but it was alive, its lumpy skin palpitating like a human heart. Limp feelers hung like hairs of a scraggly beard. Its color was a putrid greenish-yellow. As it throbbed, it turned red and gave out a groaning sound along with a sickening squish, squish. Fireballs orbited around it at lightning speed. They came within inches of Jason, and he scrabbled away. He realized it must have been one of those that had thrown him into the air. "Have a little laser fire, you mutant!" Jason said. He aimed his gun and pulled the trigger. The laughter welled up again. "What was that? Did I feel the change in the wind?" the mutant blob thundered. Jason fired again and again. Each time, the laser ricocheted off an invisible shield formed by the orbiting fireballs. As long as Jason was outside the orbit, he knew his shots would never penetrate. Would he be able to get inside the orbit? Would that work? There was only one way to find out. Stepping quickly, Jason walked towards the mutant. The fireball's orbit changed constantly, rising and falling. Sometimes it was at eye level, sometimes it rose into the air. He waited patiently for the right moment, watching the fireballs whoosh by with blinding speed. When the moment was right, he rushed in. Blue, blue, blue! This time the shots met their mark. The blob glowed bright white and swelled. It let out a high-pitched squeal. Jason was inches away from it now. He could feel the intense heat through his suit. Behind him, the fireballs were changing orbit. Their flames were beginning to lick at his helmet. He turned around and dove into the air. With a perfect commando roll, he landed on the ground and ran safely away. "I have been too nice to you," the creature boomed. "Now I shall crush you like a mosquito." Pulsing furiously, the blob came closer. Jason jumped away. His back slammed against a dirt wall. He slid against the wall, moving to the right. The creature came after him. Jason groped with his hands, not daring to turn around, hoping to feel a corridor opening. He never did. Instead, he found a corner. "Uh-oh," was all he could say. The creature roared with laughter. "Feeling cozy, I hope." There was no place to go but forward. Jason lunged toward the creature, screaming a war cry at the top of his lungs. "Die, plutonium boss!" He barely missed being clobbered by a fireball, stepping inside the orbit. He let loose a barrage of laser fire. The creature swelled and glowed bright white. Screeching, it tried to move away. It twisted and lurched, attempting to pull the fireballs inward. Jason copied it, move for move. His gritted teeth showed bright white within his helmet. His index finger clamped tightly onto the trigger. Now the creature was frantic. When it swelled, it gave off a horrendous odor like the swamp. Its raging skin bubbled at Jason, charring his sleeves. Blue! With an ear-splitting crash, Jason was hurled backward. Once again, he slammed against the wall. Intense pain ripped through him, followed by a naked terror. A fireball must have hit him from behind. He thought he had heard an explosion, but it was probably the ring of pain in his ears. The plutonium boss would be mad, real mad, and this time there would be no mercy. He bolted upright and faced the creature, gripping the gun with two arms. He held it rock steady and shot blindly. The laser streaked across the room and buried itself in the opposite wall. Jason dropped his arms. The room was empty. He could see the air pulsing with the spent energy of a destroyed radioactive mutant. I did it, Jason whispered, as if to convince himself, then louder. I did it! He dropped to his knees and began shaking with uncontrollable laughter. I, Jason Frutnik, killed the plutonium boss! He ran through the door and ran back through the other chamber. When he saw another gumdrop robot, he vanquished it with a behind-the-back shot. And the other end, he opened the door and stepped out onto the ledge. All he had to do now was find Eve. Maybe that wouldn't be too hard. He fired a laser beam into the air, tracing a wide circle. He did it to the left and to the right. If Eve were looking for him, she'd be sure to see it. And he was right. Within minutes, Sophia III appeared on a ledge above him. As he stepped back into the doorwell, Eve maneuvered the vehicle onto the ledge. Her door flew open. "Any luck?" she asked. "Did you get some weapon power?" Jason grinned triumphantly. We're not going to need it. I beg your pardon? Eve said, eyeing him curiously. Bubbling with excitement, Jason grabbed her arms. Eve, I got him!
Got him?
A look of astonishment washed across Eve's face. You don't mean you killed the plutonium, boss.
That's exactly what he means, came an earth-shaking voice.
Jason felt his stomach clench. Cavern shook with the plutonium boss's grim laughter.